Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. On Call with the Prairie Doc is on SDPB-TV Thursday nights at 7 Central, 6 Mountain. Tonight's episode is called When the Brain of Ours Starts to Fail. Doctors will take on questions about neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Andrew Ellsworth is a family medicine physician with Avera Medical Group in Brookings and a member of the team of Prairie Doc physicians, and he's joining us now with a preview of tonight's program. Dr. Ellsworth, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me again, Lori. The topic tonight, when that brain of ours starts to fail, looking at those conditions that sometimes, unfortunately, we can't do a lot about to prevent, but we can certainly talk about it and see what we can do to help. At this time where there's so much uncertainty, and people are unsure whether to come to the doctor, here's a chance for us to reach out to people and answer their questions and try to help them right from home.
Who's on the program tonight? Who are the guests?
We've got Dr. Ken Bartholomew, a family physician, many decades of experience. He's with the Avera Medical Group in Pierre, and he's written a few books on this matter. And Dr. Jeff Boyle, a neurologist with Avera Medical Group in Neurology in Sioux Falls. And so we've got two experts to discuss these topics.
How fast is research? You know, it seems like Alzheimer's and to a certain extent Parkinson's research was something before we all started talking about the same thing. We were hearing a lot about how important and how many resources were sort of aimed at this research. And hopefully that's still continuing. Hopefully that research isn't totally sidelined. But are we making advancements to understanding, especially the prevention of an early onset Alzheimer's or of age-related or, you know, Alzheimer's that occurs later in life, I guess?
Yeah, we're still learning things all the time. We wish things would come along sooner and faster. We don't have a cure yet, but we're learning, and we're finding ways to help. Some medications that can slow the progress of dementia sometimes, and some of the ways we're going to talk about tonight that you can do to help keep your brain fresh. You know, your brain can be like a muscle, and if you don't use a muscle, you start to lose it. And so the importance of using your brain to help keep it going too.
Let's talk about that, because right now, with isolation and a complete change of routine, some people are concerned about some of the things that are happening, in your behavior that you think, why would my, why can't I remember what day of the week it is? Why did I, put my eyeglasses in the freezer or just weird things that all of a sudden we're struggling with? Are some of those things signs of larger problems? Are some of those things signs of overstimulation, lack of stimulation? How do you sort of parse some of that out?
Yeah, and that's why it's important to talk to your doctor about it and don't ignore them. You know, sometimes we can figure out that there might be something else going on. Could there be depression? Could there be a medication that is causing some of these problems, clouding your mind? Could it be lack of sleep? Could it be an infection going on? Could there be a tumor or other cause? Or a vitamin deficiency. I mean, the list goes on, and we kind of have to rule out a lot of these other things before we sometimes say it must just be dementia. And I don't want to use that term lightly. No one wants to hear that. But it's very common, and there's ways we can help and ways we can kind of figure out those other causes. And so we want to try to get to the bottom of it.
And we also don't want to say it's just stress or it's just the change of a routine, although those things can be factors. During this time, when is it important to stay, now and also in the prevention or treatment of a neurodegenerative disease? What kinds of brain activity, what kinds of stimulation is good and healthy for a person to keep that as healthy as it can be?
Yeah, it's good to stimulate your brain from a lot of different areas. So physical activity helps. Of course, it helps everything else too. And it helps to listen to music. And it helps to read. And it helps to do puzzles, maybe math puzzles or word puzzles or actual puzzles, you know, to use your spatial skills and your verbal skills and your musical skills. It's so good to stimulate the brain from so many different dimensions. And some have studied it and found maybe even 40 different areas of different ways to stimulate our brain. And the more we can do that, that's been shown to help.
Yeah. I want to talk before I let you go. Tonight's episode, When the Brain of Ours Starts to Fail, that's on SDPB TV at 7 Central 6 Mountain. You can also find it on the On Call with the Prairie Doc Facebook page. But it's also Stroke Awareness Month, and it's a good time to talk about what some of those signs of stroke are, especially in a time when so many people are postponing some of their medical care, or maybe thinking certain things that are happening to them are stress-related and therefore should be ignored. Let's start talking about stroke and what some of those signs are and why it's so important to remind ourselves what they are and what's at stake.
So much. And time is of the essence. If the acronym is FAST, F for face, the facial drooping, A for arm weakness, S for speech, like speech difficulty or trouble understanding, and T for time. So time to call 911. Get to an emergency room as soon as you can. Don't worry about other things if that is going on. You know, our hospitals, we can take care of you, and we need to take care of you. And with a stroke, time is of the essence, and the sooner we can get to it, the sooner we can help the brain. And whether we break up a clot with medication, or even now they can do procedures to go in and remove a clot that might have formed in the brain to restore that blood flow. And those are some things we couldn't do even a year or two ago here, and now we're doing them, and we're seeing people have great recoveries and sometimes walking out of the hospital the next day where before they couldn't do anything. And so any type of facial drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, or trouble understanding, or trouble speaking, or if you're just not sure, get checked out. Don't wait.
Who is at risk? What are some of the risk factors for stroke?
Yeah, high blood pressure, smoking, obesity, diabetes, all those play into it. And so it's you know, watching your cholesterol, getting checked out with those, you know, routine visits with your doctor to help monitor those. And of course, exercise and eating healthy play into that as well. And so that's why we want to get those checkups. And yes, we had delayed some of this care for COVID-19, but as we've been starting to open things up, we don't want people to ignore these things. And so, you know, come in, get checked up by your doctor at some point anyway, or give us a call if you're wondering or concerned, and we can see what we can do for you.
Do you find that as so many people, especially younger people, are coming to grips with mortality maybe for the first time, are thinking people with chronic health diseases that maybe could be reversed or at least greatly assisted by lifestyle changes, this might also be a good time to not think about just you know, staying out of the hospital because of a virus, but of taking some time to focus on what do you want your overall health and your overall vibrancy to be. I know, you know, I'm not suggesting that now's the time to start a whole new program and that you're somehow going to be capable of some motivation that you weren't capable of yesterday, but there is an awareness and a reconciliation right now with how we treat our own health. Are you seeing that from patients?
Oh, for sure. You know, this can be what a great opportunity right now for us to stop and think about what we're doing and make new, healthier habits. A vacation is a great time to stop smoking because you have new surroundings and you don't have the same triggers to make you want to smoke. And so right now, with things so different, it's a great time to establish new habits and hopefully not establish new bad habits. And so a great time to reevaluate what you're doing and how you're using your time and finding healthy ways to go about your day and changing those habits. and being a light to others, I'm going to put in there too, because we need each other to support each other right now more than ever. And what a time to start focusing on that as well.
I like that. Andrew Ellsworth is a family medicine physician with Avera Medical Group in Brookings, and he's a member of the team of Prairie Doc Physicians. Tune in to On Call with a Prairie Doc Thursday nights at 7 Central, 6 Mountain on SDPB-TV. Dr. Ellsworth, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Lori. Take care.